One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I called out for help, but no one could hear me. I was so far from the yacht that no one had even noticed I was missing. Everyone was still laughing and having fun, but the sound of the waves overwhelmed the music. I struggled to stay afloat, my breath becoming shorter and shallower. As my body grew even weaker, my mind began to drift. I thought back to my privileged life, designer clothes and fancy cars. I wondered if it was all worth it, if all the status and wealth in the world could save me now. Save me! Who said that no one in the world is perfect? So did they forget to count me in? Because I'm Madison, the daughter of a wealthy man who owned 3 successful businesses, and we lived in a luxurious mansion overlooking the city. Yeah, you heard that right. In that way, I became the most popular in school with designer clothes, expensive cars, and perfect grades. Which color dress would you like to wear to the party tonight?
We have Porsche, Lamborghini, and Mercedes. Which would you like to choose?
Oh, Madison, we are honored to have an excellent student like you. That's not all. There is one more great thing I want to show you. This is Kristen, my bestie. She is beautiful, gentle, and very kind. Our parents are close, and so are we. Many people even think we are twins because we often wear the same clothes or bags. I really appreciate this connection between us.
Madison! As long as you accept me to be my lover?
Nope.
I can give you everything.
Nah.
Madison, I can put your name on the map.
Nope. But wait, are you Jack? Kristen's ex?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, right?
You don't deserve her, and I'm way out of your league, Avi. Falling in love with best friend's ex? Ew! Disgusting! I won't let anything ruin our friendship. One day, my father announced that he had recently purchased a luxury yacht and decided to host an extravagant party to celebrate the occasion.
I will invite all my business associates and their family. You can invite your friends, too.
Yahoo! Party! Needless to say, I spent weeks planning my outfit, picking out the perfect jewelry, and choosing the right makeup. When that day came, I arrived on the yacht wearing a beautiful flowing Dior dress and sparkling jewelry. The moment I stepped onto the yacht, I was greeted by flashes of cameras from the paparazzi who were allowed to board the yacht to cover the event.
Wow, you look gorgeous!
After returning them with a smile, I glanced around and saw a bevy of familiar faces and new acquaintances. Of course, I was the life of the party, getting all of the attention from the boys. As the night went on, I began to notice something was off. Kristen has yet to show up. As I was walking around looking for her, I saw Jack. Dad! That boy Jack? Why is he here?
Oh, he's my friend's son.
So that's it. Jack came from a wealthy family, No wonder Kristen was so infatuated with him. In the middle of the party, I approached and chatted with a group of boys on the yacht's upper deck, including Jack.
You look like Rose on the Titanic. All of a sudden, we have Jack here.
Everyone was bursting into laughter. Suddenly, I felt a push from behind, then I fell into the cold, black water below. I gasped for air and tried to regain footing, but the waves were too strong. I struggled to stay afloat as the current swept me away. Help! Dad! Help me! I screamed and tried to signal for help, but all I heard was the noise from above the yacht. My ears were ringing. Would they realize I was missing? My arms began weaker, and I slid beneath the waves. I felt my body light up. Where am I?
We're so sorry for your loss.
Wait, what? I saw my parents crying. Were they in the hospital? Who's that? I found myself lying on a white bed, completely unconscious. Was I really dead? Hello? Everyone, I'm here! Dad? Mom? I still have a lot of unfinished things! It couldn't be true! No! I woke up and found my body exhausted and my memory hazy. Could it be that Jack pushed me by accident? I looked around and realized I was lying on an unfamiliar beach. In front of me was a young man who seemed to have just saved me from death.
Ugh. You still alive?
Where am I?
I don't know.
What?
What is what? That's how you say thank you to the person who saved you? Here, take it. Lucky for you, I always carry food with me on short voyages.
I hesitated. Should I trust him? But I was so hungry and helpless. I then devoured the food and drink that guy gave me. Turns out his name was Alex, a few years older than me. He was tanned and muscular, with a bright smile on his face. He said that he lived in a small village nearby. When he was rowing to explore new islands, he happened to see me lying unconscious on the beach.
You come from a rich family, right? I could tell by your dress.
That's right. My father is blah blah. Can you hand me your phone? I need to contact my dad. Don't worry, I will repay you handsomely.
I can't.
What? Why?
I don't have that thing.
At first, I thought I had gone back to the primeval time. But after listening to Alex talk about his community, I understood everything. He grew up in a small town where everyone lived with a love of the sea and a simple lifestyle. Began to dip towards the horizon, Alex suddenly jumped to his feet.
Oh my gosh, I should have noticed the time.
I have to go home, but how?
I'll take you back to town tomorrow. There'll be someone there who can help you. But I'm afraid we have to spend the night on this island tonight. The sea is extremely dangerous, especially at night.
His statement left me gasping. Spending the night in such a desolate place? Made me feel anxious.
We need to set up a campfire.
I looked at my expensive dress and looked at Alex. He was also looking at me.
Fire will help us avoid wild beasts.
Wild beasts?
Yeah. There could be tigers, bears, or any wild animal in the forest. Who knows?
Without waiting for Alex to say another word, I immediately tore the hem of my dress and got ready to do anything. But that was not as simple as I thought. Ah! I'm sorry!
That's okay.
We gathered wood and kindling and soon had a roaring fire crackling between us. I thought I was going to starve here. So I took the last bread Alex had given me since morning, but when I was about to take a big bite... Oh my gosh! That incident made Alex burst out laughing. As the night gradually fell, we sat together and watched the flames flicker and dance. I thought about my previous life. Everything had been so controlled, so planned out. But here on the beach with Alex, I felt free. You know what? I always have to show myself as an outstanding person.
Uh-huh. You must be feeling very tired.
By the time the stars began to twinkle above us, I felt like I had made a true friend. I knew that me and Alex came from vastly different worlds, but at that moment, I didn't care. All I knew was that I found someone who I could trust, someone who made me feel like I didn't have to put up any walls or facades. As I drifted off to sleep that night, with the sound of waves lapping against the shore and the scent of salt in the air, I knew I had experienced something special. The next morning, the bright sunlight and the sound of the waves woke me up. No one was around. Was I having another dream about a guy named Alex?
Hey, come here. Look what I found.
Hearing his voice, I smiled and rushed to him.
What? Why are you smiling like that? Is there a starfish on my face?
No. I had a sweet dream last night.
This must be yours, Kristen. I found it when you were lying on the beach yesterday.
Alex said and handed me a necklace. But my name wasn't Kristen. The name made me dumbfounded as the memory was restarted. Everything rushed back like a slow-motion movie, very clear. I thought it was Jack, but it wasn't him. That night, when I felt myself being pushed forward before falling into the sea, I turned around and tried to grab onto whoever was behind me. This necklace belonged to the person who did this to me. Was it really Kristen? But why did she do that to me? In my shock, I stammered to Alex. I need to get back now. I have something to do.
Get on the boat. I'll take you back to my town first.
Before we climbed into the boat, I heard a helicopter fly overhead.
Madison, is that you?
When the helicopter landed, my father jumped down to grab Alex.
Who are you? What have you done to my daughter?
Take it easy, Dad. He's Alex. He saved me.
Really?
After receiving my confirmation, he calmed down and thanked Alex. We offered to invite Alex to the mainland, but he refused. So we parted even though many things were left unsaid. But I had a thing to do. Kristen had to pay for what she had done. When I returned, I immediately went to the school to face Kristen. Oh, Madison! Thank God you are still alive! I'm so worried about you! It was you who pushed me into the sea that night. You talk nonsense! We're friends, aren't we? Yes, we used to be. By the way, where's the necklace with your name on it, which I gave you? I must have dropped it somewhere. No, it's right here. I accidentally snatched it the moment you pushed me that night. You slander me! I will sue you for slander! Kristen was about to rush in to steal the evidence from my hand, but it wasn't that easy.
Enough, Kristen. You need to take responsibility for your wrongdoing.
The case lasted 2 weeks, and Kristen finally had to pay the price for her actions. Turns out, she's always been secretly jealous of me for everything, while I thought it was a close friendship. My life was back to normal with expensive clothes and luxury cars, but I always feel like something was off. Madam, about this dress. I looked up and saw the maid holding the tattered dress I wore that fateful night. I already know what I'm feeling. I miss Alex. I grabbed my phone and ran out of the mansion. I had to find him, who gave me so many emotions. As soon as I walked out the door, my phone suddenly rang. A call from an unknown number. Madison, who's that?
Hi. This little device is really useful, but I still want to talk to you in person.
Alex!
When I was sitting in the car and ready to have a rest after a long day, suddenly a motorbike passed by and threw tomatoes directly at my window. The biker also held up a piece of paper with the words, "Traitor, quit singing." Ugh, not again. I reached out and threw my high heel at their helmet and left a satisfactory long crack in it. If I see you again, I'll leave more than a crack on your head. No! In the heat of the moment, I forgot that the heel I just threw was in Versace's latest collection. Damn it! Hi, I'm Kaylin. and I'm a famous superstar with a huge fan base. However, I couldn't be fully happy because my mom had serious heart problems. Not to mention, although you could see me anywhere, on posters, billboards, flyers, and even television, the more famous I became, the bigger my anti-fan base grew. They hated me ever since I started singing pop music and dropped the country genre. Once, when I was walking through the company's emergency exit, I found an anti-fan who was writing betrayal on the wall. As fast as lightning, I used the few moves I learned from an action movie I was in to lock their arms and press them to the wall. Who told you to do this? Tell me. He cried and then knelt down begging for mercy. He confessed that he belonged to an anti-fan group of mine on Twitter. They said I was ungrateful to my fans, so he just went along and hated me for fun. It sounded so stupid. Because of them, malicious rumors about me appeared more and more, which made the company's stock drop, and we all fell into troubles. I must join that group to find out who was trying to destroy me. Following his instruction, I joined the chat group and was quickly invited to a meeting. Good. It would be a golden opportunity for me to find out who was slandering me. I quickly disguised myself and went to my own anti-fan club meeting. But to my surprise, there were very few members, and they were all wearing masks which resembled my face with creepy scribbles on them. With that, I could never find out their true identities. When I was about to enter the room, suddenly...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A muscular guy in a leather jacket and a cracked black helmet burst in. It was the fucker who threw tomatoes at me. While he was approaching someone, I rushed to grab his hand and beat him up. The girl he was about to approach saw that and ran away in panic. Everyone else in the cafe also ran away from that messy situation. Veronica, don't leave. You're the one who's not allowed to leave. I tried to hold him down as hard as I could while he tried to push me away. After a while of fighting, both of us got tired, so we decided to calmly sit down and talk. Why did you throw tomatoes at me?
I didn't throw anything at you.
I took off my disguise, tossed my hair back, and flashed my shiniest smile. I was sure he would be shocked to see his victim again, but he just looked at me strangely.
So, who are you?
You really don't know who I am? The man sighed and introduced himself as Austin, a doctor. He came to bring his sister Veronica home. She stole his bike and had been neglecting school to join some silly group. If that was true, it meant his sister was the one who threw the tomatoes at me. I must get her information then. I lied that I was in the same situation as him by weeping about how much I suffered when my little sister also ran away, and implied that maybe she could be in the same group as Veronica. Ha! Did you see my top-notch acting? Austin totally fell for it and promised to take me home to see his sister. However, when we got back to his house, she wasn't there. While Austin left to answer a call, I sneaked into Veronica's room. Everything in there shocked me. She was a real anti-fan of mine. Her room was full of my pictures used for darts practice. I must find her to ask about all this. Austin quickly reappeared and told me,
"Looks like she and her boyfriend are not here."
It turned out that they often stole Austin's bike, which was why I mistook them for Austin. He then gave me his number and promised to contact me when his sister got home. He was so nice that, thanks to him, I felt a bit more reassured. Days later, I visited my mom in the hospital. She wanted to go outside for some fresh air, but I persuaded her not to because she was weak and it could be dangerous if her heart suddenly failed. But she kept begging me.
Please, honey, just for a while.
At her insistence, I had to agree. But what I fear happened after a while. She felt her pain in her chest and shouted,
Ugh!
Mommy! My mom fell to the ground and it drained all the blood from my face. I was about to carry her back when suddenly a hand caught my mom. It was Austin. He quickly carried her on his shoulders and ran inside the hospital. Fortunately, my mom was brought into the ER in time. If it wasn't for Austin, I would have regretted it for the rest of my life. When all had calmed down, Austin turned to me.
I have talked to Mrs. Lopez numerous times. She's a nice lady. She told me she had a famous daughter and wanted us to get married.
I blushed and reintroduced him to my true identity. After that day, I saw him more often at the hospital. It was so adorable seeing how Austin was so polite and gentle to his patients and my mom. One day, I found out that Austin was secretly paying for my mom's hospital bills. I was so touched and promised to pay him back ASAP, but he just smiled and replied,
You don't need to worry about that. I only want to know one thing.
With that, he kissed my cheek and whispered,
I like you, Kaylin. Do you want to go out with me?
I agreed and hugged him happily. At that exact moment, there came a startled scream. Veronica stood in front of us and shouted loudly, What the hell is going on here? Then she ran away in a panic. Austin chased Veronica and I immediately ran after them. Veronica, stop! The girl sulked and ran to the railing, which was extremely dangerous. She burst into tears and shouted, I hate you because all you care about is work. Now you even date that ungrateful traitor. Austin tried to reassure his sister, but she refused to listen. Why does everyone turn their back on me? It turns out Austin was constantly busy with work and could rarely spend time with his sister. As for me, Veronica used to be a big fan of mine, but after learning that I gave up on the country genre, she felt betrayed. Therefore, the fact that Austin and I fell in love became a huge shock for her. Sensing the danger, I quietly sneaked behind her back, through another passage to protect her. After hearing Veronica's confession, Austin apologized and promised to spend more time with his sister. However, as she hesitantly walked towards her brother, she suddenly tripped and fell backwards. I quickly rushed over and pushed her forward. We fell hard to the ground, but luckily we were both safe and sound. Veronica, are you okay? See, I never abandon my fans. The girl burst into tears and hugged me tightly. After that, I explained to Veronica about my musical direction. She also apologized for doing so many bad things that negatively affected my life. The next day, after hearing my story, the company made a surprise decision to let me release an album of both genres. The anti-group quickly disappeared without a trace, and no one bothered me anymore. My relationship with Veronica and Austin is also gradually getting better. She's no longer angry when she sees her brother dating me. On the contrary, she's been showing it off to everyone.
I was learning to walk in my high heels when my mom kept grumbling,
Straighten your back, take a long step, why don't you look like me at all?
I reluctantly did as she said, but then my heels suddenly broke, causing me to slip and fall to the ground. In a panic, I grabbed a nearby staff member and accidentally pulled his pants down. My mom was so horrified, she quickly rushed over to pull me away while screaming,
My God, you're such a shame!
Hi, I'm Natalie, and it was the first time I put my feet in high heels. The woman who had dragged me away just then, I had only met her a few days ago. I grew up with my grandfather in the countryside. From a young age, I was used to wearing loose, comfortable clothes, high boots, and doing all farm work. Thanks to that, I'm tough like a guy. One day, a haughty woman suddenly appeared in front of our house. My grandfather angrily talked with her, then a little later, he suddenly packed my luggage and told me to follow the strange woman. I worriedly asked him,
Well, what's going on, Grandpa? Why are you packing my stuff?
Because, honey, your mother has come to pick you up.
What? He sighed in frustration. Turns out, after my dad died, my mom brought me to him and left without a word.
After 10 years of neglecting me, she suddenly returned and wanted to take me away. Grandpa looked at me lovingly.
I'm old and can't take care of you anymore. Follow her. You'll be able to go to college and play professional basketball just like you want.
But what about you?
Don't worry. I'll be here whenever you want to come back.
I cried and hugged my grandfather. I really wanted to stay, but at his persuasion, I agreed to follow my mom back to the city. Sitting in the car, my mom suddenly sniffed the air and scowled. What's that smell? I sniffed my shirt and shyly replied. It's sheep. I hugged them this morning.
Ew!
After several hours of traveling, we finally reached the city. My new house was a spacious apartment on the 25th floor with a panoramic view of the city. Wow! My mom seemed to be rich. She led me into a messy room and coldly said, "Clean it up. You'll stay here from now on." The next day, after a restless night, my mom told me that I would have to change quickly to adjust to my new life. I must become a princess as soon as possible. What the hell? Soon after, she took me to a beauty spa. I screamed as the employee roughly waxed my leg, which made me feel sorry for all the sheep I had shaved. After making my skin shiny, she took me to the hairdresser and demanded that they give me long blondy hair. There are no princesses with short hair. That's what she said. Not stopping there, my mom continued to drag me to the mall and forced me to try one outfit after another. She only approved a white dress with red high heels. You start school tomorrow. Remember to dress like a real princess. Am I going to dress like this every day? Yes. Just like that, the next day, I was taken to school in a luxury car. The driver opened the door for me to step out and everyone stared at me in awe like I was a celebrity, but no one dared to approach me. Soon, the boring routine of attending school then going back to the gloomy apartment made me feel so sad. I craved the freedom of running and working on the farm. One day, I was so bored that I went to the school basketball court, grabbed the ball, and threw it in the basket. Score! I threw a few more shots, and suddenly, a group of girls saw that and excitedly ran to me. Ooh, the new girl has got skills! Wanna join us, hotshot? I happily agreed. Thanks to my time on the farm, I ran faster and had more stamina than anyone. They were so impressed that they even asked me to join the team for an upcoming match. I was so excited! But one day, my mom came to school to pick me up while I was on the basketball court. Seeing her approaching, I panicked and hurriedly changed back into a dress, but a member suddenly called my name. Natalie, do the three-pointer! My mom glared at me. You dare to play this crude sport? I quickly signaled to my teammates to shut up. They're kidding, Mom! I'm on the cheerleading team! Isn't that right, girls? My friends quickly nodded in fear. Another day, she took me to a large building like a castle. An elegant elderly woman walked up to me and hugged me lovingly. Mom introduced her as my grandmother, and they were holding a welcome party for me. Inside, everyone looked like real princes and princesses. However, the way they looked at me was not friendly at all. A guy came up to introduce himself as my cousin and invited me to dance. Since I had never danced before, I messed up and stepped on his foot, causing him to wail. Just then, Mom angrily rushed over and pulled me to a corner. You clumsy brat! If you keep acting like that, Grandma won't give us our inheritance. It turned out, my mom was looking for me only because she wanted to have more inheritance before Grandma made her will. I was extremely disappointed. I don't want to be here anymore! I'll return to Grandpa! Foolish child! Do you know how his farm is maintained? I've been sending him money every month. If you come back, I'll make sure that farm becomes miserable. So I had no choice but to continue playing the perfect princess. Soon, the day my basketball team had a match come. Mom thought that I would be performing as a cheerleader that day, so she decided to come and watch me. As a result, I had to wear a cheerleading outfit that she chose herself. That's better. Who wants to watch girls play basketball anyways? They'll only notice the pretty cheerleaders. Just when I didn't know what to do, fortunately, due to an emergency, my mom couldn't come to the match, but I still had to compete in my cheerleading outfit since I couldn't bring along my basketball uniform. The whole audience was shocked when they saw my clothes.
The referee furiously demanded that I change into another outfit or I would be disqualified. Then suddenly, someone came and whispered to him. A few seconds later, I was allowed to continue playing. Phew! Thanks to that, we had an extraordinary match against a crazy formidable opponent. When there was only 1 minute left, I was holding the ball. It was our final chance. I held my breath, reached out to throw, and it was a perfect shot! The whole field burst in excitement and we became victorious! When the joy of winning wasn't over, the next day, I was surprised again when my grandmother called us in to announce her will. Everyone was present. My cousin looked at me and smiled.
Hello, basketball princess.
Turns out, someone posted a video of me playing basketball in a dress online. But more shockingly, when grandma read my mom's name, she said mom would get nothing. Mom turned to me furiously. It was you and your stupid basketball game that ruined your image as a princess. Now we don't get a dime. But then my grandmother suddenly turned to me and said,
Natalie, if you give up basketball and become a real princess, you'll have your inheritance. What do you think, honey?
I thought silently for a long time while mom kept nodding at me. Then I held my hand and firmly declared, I will continue to play basketball. I want to be myself.
I see. You'll still have your entire inheritance and also your mother's property.
The whole family looked at her in shock. She smiled mischievously.
Why do you think you could wear that cheerleading outfit to compete? Because I allowed it.
When I was still stunned, she explained that she was the biggest sponsor of women's basketball tournaments in our country. She knew I loved basketball and had secretly come to see my match. Then she led me into a room filled with pictures of her playing basketball when she was young. She told me about her passion for basketball and how she struggled to hide it, because at her time, people only appreciated gentle and beautiful girls.
Now that you have me, you can live the life you want.
After that day, my mom became empty-handed, and grandma asked her to find a suitable job and live more responsibly. I really hope that mom can change so we can understand each other better.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.